Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf Shir's Panzo Lunishma Sam Yakushom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bometzia Daf Pezain. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph, in the first wide lines, the Gemara says, Ksiva doi nizokin, v'ksiva nizokanti. Sarah expressed doubt that she can have children because her husband is old. V'ktiva nizokanti, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated the words of Sarah to Avram, he said, "Vanizakanti," meaning quoting her saying, "I am old." And the Gemara says, "Because Tadav Rabbi Shmuel Godol Hashalom Shafil Kishbochu Shineboy," Shmuel would change it because of Godol Hashalom. The Bnei Yisachar, both in the Sefer Bnei Yisachar in Ma'amoria Shabbosos Ma'amenches, and also in Agur Dekalo on Parshas Vayero, he says he thinks it's impossible to say that there was a shinu, there was an actual lie that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though it was a Pnei Hashom, even though there's a good reason for it. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the words of Sarah and changed it completely, to say something which is completely not true, that's something you can't say. So says the Bnei Yisachar, so what's pshat? What's going on over here? Says the big philosophers wanted to say that to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a miracle, that is against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Bria. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in a certain order. And the order is Derech HaTeva, the natural way. To come and change that means you're changing the order HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. That's something which we do not say, says the philosophers. We don't say there's Nisim in the world. So says the Bnei Yisachar, the Maharal, and Gevuras Hashem explained to us that of course there is Nisim. And this is part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created also the changes of the nature. Because Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is mulbash, is dressed in the Teva in nature, and whatever he wants can come and change nature. And that's part of the Bria of the world, because we're created in the Bria a Mahalach of Teva and a Mahalach of Nisim, which is above Teva. So it says Bnei Yisachar, Yimele, this is what Sarah says. Sarah had a doubt that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to create Nisim in the world to come and change the Teva. So she said, "Va'adoy nizokin." Now, the Posh of Shah means she's speaking about Avraham. But there's depth in these words that she says, I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zokin means, what do you mean zokin? He's old. He created the world in a certain way many years ago, and he wants it to be misnag, to act this way always. The world stays the way it is. The world is a zokin. Adoy nizokin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol created him many years ago, and it should continue this way. That zikna means that the world is not changing. There's nothing new coming to the world. There's no nisim coming to the world. Adoy nizokin is the same thing that was till now. That's what sorrow means to say boimek. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to tell Avraham Avinu, says Bnei Yisachar, now the words are very nishmak. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, that Sarah said, "Ha'omnom of a lid v'ani zakanti." And he's zakanti first HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakanti. You think I'm old? Meaning you think I'm not going to change the mahalach of the Bria? There's a mahalach within the Bria of the Gilu, of the revelation of Nes, of miracle. The Shem Yud Ki Vav Ki, which is hidden within the world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham. That's why it's not a sheker. It's not a lie. She said, "Adon Yizokin," it means also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zokin. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Va'ani Zakanti," I am the old one. He's speaking about himself. Obviously, there's also Parsha Pshat, talk about Avraham, and that's what the Gemara says, Shinui Bnei Hashalom. It looks like a Shinui, but it's not an actual Shinui. It says Bnei Yisachar, you can never say that there's an actual Sheker coming from above. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list to what to go, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.